You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things we like to think about. Online fraud shouldn't be one of them, because with every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me is Charles Chuck Bryant. As always, we're the Stuff You Should Know guys. So, hey, how's it going, Chuck?
Hey.
Hey.
It's going good.
So, with all the Olympic stuff going on, and it's all on Beijing and all that, this is like the second podcast of recent times that I've mentioned Beijing, because the Olympics are just so huge.
Right.
My question is this, Chuck. Did you know that there's an underground city beneath Beijing?
I did, Josh, because I read your really cool article.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Chuck.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Did you read the, is there a city beneath Beijing?
Oh, no. I thought the one you referenced in your article, Why Don't We Live Underground?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's another article on the site, too, called Is There an Underground City Below Beijing?
Didn't read that one.
It's awesome. Let me tell you about it. So Chairman Mao gets into a little border dispute with the Soviets in 69.
Right.
And the Soviets basically show him, we're not messing around, pal. Like, we will come in, or we will nuke you, or whatever. This is at a time when the Russians were, you know, getting their chops with,
right,
with the U.S.
arming,
in the Cold
sure.
War. So at that time, China wasn't much of a threat to him. So Chairman Mao's like, okay, hey, maybe we should do something about this just in case. Puts the residents of Beijing, the capital city of China, to work for the next 10 years constructing an underground city that can house like 300,000 people in
That's
the event
nuts.
Of an emergency. It's very cool. It's still around, actually.
What is it now?
There's parts of it that are accessible still.
Right.
It's actually been turned into something of an underground mall.
Of course.
Right. And there's tours and that kind of thing. Apparently, it's pretty easy to kind of drift off from the tour and go down some forbidden corridors. So there's still, like, old bunk beds with rotting
wow.
mattresses, and there's pictures of Chairman Mao everywhere.
Right.
It's pretty cool. They also had, like, these little patches for growing, like, mushrooms and digging wells. And you could have lived in there comfortably for 4 months.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
No Olympic Village, though? That's not down there?
No, yeah. Not at this time.
It's been a good idea.
Is this the Subterranean Mutants used it for
right.
their 2006 Olympics.
The Subterranean Mutant Olympics?
Yeah, they don't like to be talked about very much. But the thing was never used, thankfully, for the residents of Beijing. And actually, it's just one example of an underground structure. There's tons of them all over the place.
Right,
you know?
And a NORAD is one.
NORAD is a great example. What's NORAD?
It's a defense system, basically, that detects if, you know, people are going to send nuclear warheads our way.
Sure.
And not as useful anymore. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But
no, actually, they were looking into decommissioning it in 2006. I didn't find any follow-up information. I don't think they made the decision yet.
Well, they smartly put NORAD inside a mountain, basically.
Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah, 700,000 tons of rock they dug out of this thing.
Yeah.
And I think the door is like 3.5 feet thick, and basically they determined that we're safe no matter what happens.
Yeah, when they built the place in the 60s, they were 100% confident that it could withstand a direct nuclear strike.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. Nowadays, they're like, yeah, maybe in the 60s, not with today's intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Right.
The mountain would shatter.
Exactly.
Maybe which is Daisy equally nuts, actually, I think, you know, that we have ballistic missiles that we can just level entire mountains with.
Right.
So, but yeah, NORAD, it's kind of this, this homage to the security of underground living.
Right.
And the U.S. government isn't the only group to have, you know, come across this. It's not just Chairman Mao and Uncle Sam who figured out that, hey, underground, you know, is pretty secure. You know, insurance companies and information bureaus like credit reporting companies, Sun Microsystems, the people who run the internet and are the keepers of all of our information. They've discovered the same thing. I mentioned Sun. They just leased, I believe, an old mine in Japan, and are now they now store their network servers below ground. It's very secure. You can't get in or out very easily.
Right.
And Chuckers, in our beloved city of Atlanta, we even have a couple underground buildings here or there.
Right.
I think you know which one I'm talking
underground
about.
Underground
right?
Atlanta, the famous. Or once famous, underground Atlanta.
I've got one even better than that. The old Equifax building, now occupied by the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Is that underground?
Most of it is very much underground to protect, obviously it couldn't handle an intercontinental ballistic missile at Cheyenne Mountain Camp,
sure.
But it can handle something, you know, and burglars can't just, you know, prance in and out. So.
Well, I know one of the other benefits, too, of being underground is natural disaster. Weather, you have more constant temperatures, so it's more energy efficient if you're underground.
Yeah, and you don't really think of houses as being, you know, too terribly energy inefficient. You know, obviously there's some fat we could trim here or there.
Right.
But I was reading a study that found that, you know, transportation is always cited as like the big or one of the big sectors that contributes to climate change. It turns out that, all of the buildings in the United States consume 6 times more energy and emit 6 times more greenhouse gases than all the cars and trucks in the country combined.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently there's a whole sub-genre, subculture, sub-something of architects who have decided that, you know, it's kind of emburdened on them.
Right.
To kind of take up the mantle and start designing.
Go underground.
That's one of the theories. That's one of the ideas that's being batted around right now.
Well, why do you think more people don't live underground if it's so great down there?
Well, number one, if you thought, you know, talking Americans out of driving SUVs is difficult, imagine telling them that they have to now give up their nice, you know, two-story colonial or something like that. And they have to move into an earth-sheltered home.
Right.
I think that's number one. Number two, and I think the point that you were leading to, is that it's a huge old slap in the face of evolution.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, Chuck Darwin is rolling in his grave as we speak.
He would be just thinking of this,
right.
You know. Either that or he'd be salivating at, you know, a perfect natural experiment.
Right.
Like, yes, stupid humans, move underground and so I can take notes, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And the reason it's a slap in the face of evolution is that we're diurnal, right?
Right.
We are sleep patterns or wakefulness, all of that is based on the sun.
Right, circadian rhythm.
Yeah. So basically when we decide to go to sleep or wake up, it's generally, you know, based on the sun. Think about it. We're not farmers any longer, but it's kind of tough to sleep past sunup these days, right? Even though we don't have to be out there to milk the cows or, you know, plant the corn or harvest the corn, depending on what time of year it is.
But we've evolved that way, so there's no getting rid of it now.
Right. And we also are kind of linked to the sun. Well, I don't even want to say kind of. We are sun slaves, basically. The Egyptians had it right when they called sun Ra and worshipped it, because that's pretty much how linked we are to
it. We need it. We need that vitamin D.
Yeah. Think about it, Chuck. We get all of our other vitamins from, like, milk, from
vegetables.
That's a great example. Yes, from chewing on rocks.
Right.
The whole thing. We get every single one of our vitamins from an external source except one. Vitamin D.
Yeah, that's
we actually
crazy.
Create that through a process of photosynthesis.
Right, within our own bodies.
Right, from the sun's radiation, it serves as a catalyst for vitamin D production in the body.
Right,
and vitamin D is important. How do you ask?
How, Josh?
It protects against rickets. Right. You ever seen a rickets patient?
Yeah, it's a bone disease.
It is. It's a lack of bone development. And actually, when I was researching this, there's 90% of the children in Europe and America in like some terrible couple of decades of the 19th century suffered from rickets. If they lived in an urban area, they had rickets to some degree or other. There's a picture of a girl who is a ricket sufferer. She's 19. Her name's Xiao Ling. It's in the article on HowStuffWorks.com. And she's 2 feet tall, and she's cute as a button, but she's 19, and she's struggled with rickets her whole life.
Right.
Hers is congenital, but, you know, there's all sorts of problems associated with a lack of vitamin D.
Right.
And don't forget the serotonin.
Yeah, serotonin's big. Serotonin is a hormone responsible for basically good moods.
Yeah, and you can get
in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah, a positive outlook.
Sure.
Conversely, if you don't have enough serotonin, which is produced from exposure to the sun, or actually lack of exposure to the sun, you go out in the sun, melatonin is produced.
Right.
Okay. And once the melatonin production stops, meaning you're out of the sun, serotonin production kicks in. So one leads to the other.
Right.
So you have to have sunlight, which, accounts for seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
And it's not just the sun that we need. We need air, and we need air in certain supply.
Right.
And we also are pretty acclimated to the atmospheric pressure around sea level. That's what we've evolved to,
correct,
to adapt to.
Which is why scuba divers and even miners, it's the same thing as being underwater, need mm-hmm. to depressurize or decompress as they come up.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So living underground poses a lot of problems to us. You know, should we listen to the ghost of Darwin, to Darwin beyond the grave? Should we traipse into this natural experiment, or is it too late? Have we already started?
That's a good question.
And the answer is yes, we have already started. You know, we were talking about NORAD. We were talking about Mr. Chairman Mao's underground city in Beijing.
Right.
There's a lot of actual, like, everyday architecture out there that's below ground.
Right, I know that the Marin County Jail is partially underground. It's kind of a cool-looking building.
Yeah, which provides for a lot of security. Like you're saying, it's more energy efficient.
Sure, it keeps the prisoners nice and cool.
Yeah, they're just kind of cooling out
there.
In Marin County. And there's a really cool example of an underground museum in Williamsburg, Virginia. There was this old colonial settlement from the 17th century, and rather than build this visitor center museum above ground to detract from the natural scene, they actually built it into the side of a hill. Even cooler, this museum shut down in 2002, uh-huh. and as far as I know, it's still there, which makes it a prime spot for urban explorers to explore. So it's like a 1-2 punch for the How Stuff Works articles right there.
I don't know that we'd endorse that.
We would never, ever endorse
probably
that.
Probably trespassing, but
yes.
I bet it would be neat.
So you got any other examples?
Well, I know Alice City in Japan, the Japanese are kind of leading the way because mm-hmm. Japan is not the largest landmass, and there's a lot of people there.
They're land starved.
Yeah, so they're kind of leading the way, and instead of going up, 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 which they've already done in spades, they're going down. And Alice City is one example. It's not built yet, but it's a proposed, I wouldn't call it a complete city, but shopping mall. And
It also has you know, restaurants. I think there's office space and living.
Right.
I think it's a bit of a stretch to call it a city.
Yeah, it's really cool looking, though. I checked out the pictures online today. It's really neat.
It is. It's like these two parallel shafts going like 550 feet into the ground.
Right, covered with a big bubble to let light in.
Right. And that's where, all the light comes in through these two domes. And the two domes are all you can see above ground to even know anything's there.
Right.
And then it's all connected by like these series of walkways and tunnels and everything underground. There's another proposal in Japan, that I don't think ever came to fruition. It's called the Urban Geo Grid. This one you actually could call an underground city. It covered, it would cover 485 square miles.
Wow. Yeah, that qualifies in my book.
I would say that's a decent sized city. That's what, like Kansas City, Kansas?
Yeah, something like that.
And it could hold or house or, you know, it could accommodate up to 500,000 people at a time.
Wow. This makes me wonder if, you know, what that means for the people on top. I mean, I'm sure they're taking all the right moves and shoring up everything underneath there. But when you weaken the ground underneath what's already a large city, it makes me worry personally.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of questions. I read a question from a guy who was saying, what does this do to the temperature of the water table?
Right.
Which we probably really shouldn't be messing with. That
right,
because
there's a lot of water underground.
Yeah. Although, I mean, we've made a pretty big mess of things above ground. I can pretty much predict that we'd make an equally big mess below ground, too.
Right.
But, yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Wow, yeah. Can you imagine how bad it'd be then if we couldn't even see it?
Right.
It'd be like the Great Pacific Garbage Dump. Right? You read that one?
Yeah, I read that one. That's
cool. Another one. Wow, we've just been hitting them all over the
right.
place
it's
in this podcast,
fest.
Chuck. Yeah, it is a plug fest, Chuck. And our listeners can read all the articles we plugged today, all on HowStuffWorks.com. And hang around to find out which article makes Chuck really crabby right after this. Chuck, what?
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What makes you crabby?
Well, a lot of things make me crabby, dude. But,
give me two examples.
Traffic and heat.
Bravo.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
But this was actually a little bit of a cheat, a little bit of a pun. It's actually the article Inside Deadliest Catch, which is an article that dives in, here I go again, to the world of crab fishing from the awesome Discovery Channel show Deadliest Catch.
That's fantastic. Well, I beg our readers to forgive Chuck for his puns and misleading words. And I also beg you to please go read Inside Deadliest Catch on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.